Unit 5. Teen Job Interview Tips.
Hello and welcome to our show on useful tips and advice for teens who are going for a job interview in the near future. Good morning, Mr. Crane. What is the key to a successful job interview?
Hello. Well, for a teen, the one and only key to succeeding at an interview is to do exactly what a professional candidate would do. That's the best way to make a positive impression on a potential employer and to increase your chances of getting the job. It is actually quite easy. If you dress appropriately, answer questions in an informed manner, have questions to ask the interviewer, and, in general, make a very good impression, you have great chances to land a job.
Okay, I see. So, can you provide our young listeners with some guidelines which will help them to make a perfect impression?
Of course, no problem. The most important rule for a teen being interviewed is to dress appropriately. Unfortunately, the clothes teens might wear every day to the mall or out with friends usually aren't suitable for an interview. Teenagers' clothes should not be too revealing and worn out. I would suggest going for a rather formal business look that could, for example, be clean dark shoes, black pants, and an ironed shirt. As for makeup, do not overdo it.
How can teenagers prepare for the interview in advance?
It's important that they don't just show up for the interview. The more information they have prepared in advance, the better the impression they will make on the interviewer. It's advisable to get working papers if necessary and references before starting to look for a job and to bring a completed job application and a resume. And take a pen to the interview. Moreover, it's useful to prepare some questions which show your interest in the company and the position offered.
What can you advise teenagers about important behavioral rules during the job interview?
It's essential to have good manners when being interviewed. Teens are supposed to shake their interviewer's hand and not sit until they are invited to. They should neither use slang nor swear words, and they shouldn't slouch in their chair. They should be polite, positive, and professional throughout the interview. It's important to impress the interviewer from the beginning until the very end.
What else is essential to consider?
You have to know on what days and at what times you are available to work. Flexibility is definitely an advantage because the more you are available, the easier it is for the employer to set a work schedule. It's essential for teenagers to know how they are going to get to and from work. If their parents take them to the interview, they should wait outside. It's important that the teenager speaks for themselves and connects with the interviewer without someone else's assistance.
Okay, I also assume that being on time is also a must, right?
Exactly. I'd recommend being at the interview site a few minutes earlier and budget in some extra time in case of train delays or traffic jams. Punctuality is one of the most important factors.
Which mistake is made most often in teen job interviews?
Sometimes applicants do not show that they actually want the job or do not practice the interview. So be energetic and prepared because you only have this one shot. Another mistake is that teenagers do not set their social media profiles to private and employers can see their party pictures. Remember, chances are high that employers will check out your social media profiles.
Thanks for pointing that out. So finally, Mr. Crane, what do you advise teens to do after the interview?
It's definitely advisable to thank the person for the interview and send an email thanking the interviewer for their time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crane, for your insights on this interesting and important topic.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Good luck to all the teenagers out there. Go for it.